Welcome back to Sweet But Salty, the bliss point of podcasts. This is episode number 74 already. And what a surprise. I don't know what to talk about. I say this every single week because nothing's happening. But last time I said I was gonna log off more and spend more time outside and in nature and without my phone, and that I was gonna report back in this episode how that went. Well, I can tell you, it's been hard. I haven't really succeeded in lowering my amount of screen time, to be really honest. And I had a hair in my mouth. Whatever. I spent a lot of time inside reading for my master's thesis and doing things on my computer, as always. And I'd actually planned to record this episode outside, but there's some kind of construction work going on outside, and there's one guy who whistles all the time, and I can't do this. I can't do this with that background noise. So I've decided to do it the classic way, to sit down on my desk, not on my desk, but at my desk, and to record an episode here. And I don't know if you can hear the construction work going on, but yeah, I hope not. And there is one other topic I want to talk about, and it's the idea that you can plan your life. Because I'm kind of struggling with knowing when my organization skills are good and when it's too much and when I should just let things happen. I've talked about this in many other episodes, like Let It Flow, where I touched on the notion that it's really important to let things evolve the way that they inherently want to evolve. And sometimes I just feel like I'm a little bit too controlling still, even though I've gotten so much better. And I'm torn on this because a lot of people say, let's just talk about online dating for a second, because it's the reoccurring theme in this podcast. But it's a really good example. So when you're on online dating sites, a lot of people ask you what you're looking for. And I don't like the term looking for, to be honest, to look for something or search for something. But let's just stick with that. So a lot of guys ask what you're looking for. And my answer is always, I want a relationship, or I wish for a relationship. And when you ask them in return, they often say, I'm just gonna let things happen and see who I meet, and whatever happens, happens. You can't plan those things. So I'm like, of course, I don't want to stand in the way of things evolving. But on the other side, I know exactly what I want. I know that I want a relationship, and I don't want a fling or something, a hookup, whatever. So yeah, I'm kind of torn on this subject because I see their point. I see the point that things sometimes need time to unfold and to become the way that they ought to. But on the other side, you should have some sort of goal, something that you're working towards, or something that you're looking forward to, or something to keep your eyes on the horizon. You need a horizon. If you don't have a horizon, you're just looking around. That's just my standpoint. And yeah, this whole thing just got me thinking, you know, maybe I'm just too, I don't know, like unrelaxed. Maybe I should relax more and like things come my way, and people for that matter. I don't know. It's also when it comes to planning things like meetings, I'm always the one taking charge, and I'm like, I want to know when, where we're going to meet, and I want to know it as soon as possible. And maybe I should be a little more relaxed and let things unfold and give the other person more space to kind of do their part and participate in planning. Yeah, that's just something I'm thinking about. Be a little less take chargey and a little more relaxy. That was so bad. I'm so sorry. Yeah, but you get my point. Yeah. And I think this concludes today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. If you like this episode, make sure to rate it on Apple Podcasts. You can also rate my entire podcast over there. That would help me out a lot. Otherwise, I'm going to catch you next week. Stay tuned and have a great week. Bye.